Chapter 34. Preach the Gospel. Inasmuch as Christ commanded that we preach the gospel, exactly what did he expect us to preach? Naturally, to carry on his message. Concisely as follows: I am the light, ye are the light. I am not of this world, ye are not of this world. I and the Father are one. We are all one in the Father. The works that I do, ye shall do. Where I am, ye may be also. Did Jesus establish any form of church whatever? No. When questioned directly regarding his idea of worship, he replied, "The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. The true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." John 4, verses 21 through 23. Church organizations, therefore, are not in accordance with the Christ message, but contrary to it. In fact, forms of any and every kind denote limitation, restriction, bondage. From such as these, Jesus came to save us. Suppose we consider such forms today, their doctrines and destiny. Do any of them proclaim the message of the Christ, which was and is, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? Do any of them teach that being is one and not many? That we are God and not man? No. Based as they are upon a form of worship not inclusive of the whole Christ truth, they uphold individual leaderships and authorities, and diversified attention is given to multitudinous personal modes and methods. They who believe themselves to be human beings or individuals erect churches, attend and support them. But those of us who are willing to renounce such position find that we are that which we are seeking, namely God. Instead of the general present-day doctrines of individual regeneration, Christ taught that we are not individuals at all, but are one indivisible whole. Any attempt, therefore, to become that which we are already is futile. Churches, then, are not to be preserved nor perpetuated, since their foundation is based on a false premise. Furthermore, Jesus' prophetic words are now about to be fulfilled. "Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Matthew 24, verse 2. The upheaval apparent in the churches today signals their time is short because of their failure to recognize and expound the great truth of the gospel, that we are not human beings to be saved or perfected, nor individual identities to be reformed or spiritualized. Their doom is inevitable. Since the infinite perfect mind is not divisible, then it is not separated into different persons or individuals called men, women, and children who must perfect themselves in a material world. Outside or beyond the belief in fear, for instance, there is no fear nor any suggestion of it. Such belief arises only because we do not take full possession of the mind which we are and function therefrom. Inasmuch as there is no possibility of fear in mind, then by virtue of the fact that we are mind, we have no fear, nor could have. Furthermore, without a belief in sin, disease, and death, they could have no chimerical appearance. The single way to put a stop to them is for one to cease enacting the false believer. Until then, he will be unable to apprehend that there is no human mind, sleeper nor dreamer. So long as anyone personifies a sleeper or a false believer, he is liable to limitations and restrictions, and moreover unable to fully discern the great truth of being. Nor can he release himself from such bondage and ignorance until he unifies himself with the divine mind, which of necessity knows, "I am God, and there is none else." Isaiah 45:22. Since our substance is spirit, not matter, it is impossible for anyone to be free permanently from imperfections and limitations until this paramount principle and fact be revealed to him. Inspiration and illumination take place when one is willing to leave the imperfect for the perfect, the intellect for the heart, and the ways and means of the personal for identification with that reality which is our all-inclusive imperfect selfhood. How simple and easy to see that spirit, soul, cannot be sick or in pain, afflicted or disabled. Ever it is immune, changeless, and absolute. Identifying ourselves with soul instead of personal sense, we shall find the labor with thought to be over. For as light makes darkness impossible, in the same way the spiritual light that we are spirit shall prove our sufficiency indeed. Here, in the glorious light of spirit, no effort, no struggle or mental work, nor even church attendance is required. One becomes the way unto himself. I, spiritual revelation, am the way, a perfection without work or effort, a revelation to you that you and I are one, and that there is none else. Identifying ourselves with spirit, soul, the reality of oneself, and neighbor alike, we shall be so happily concerned with truth and light that there will be no room for darkness in us. Nor is soul one thing and body another. When spiritually revealed, soul and body shall be found to be one entity, one being, always in a state of self-perfection.